Well, here's young Tom Evans with the outstanding Farm and Garden Show here on WCOP.
Happy Friday morning, everyone, and welcome now to Music and News on the Farm and Garden Program.
Well, you want to lead a band, do you?
Getting our show underway this morning with news of interest to farmers. The Boston wholesale trading market. Boston wholesale produce trading was mostly moderate. Prices were higher on beets, celery, endives, escarole, parsley, and radishes. Have you noticed, sir, that the price of radishes seems to be climbing?
I don't know too much about them prices. I can't figures and I don't get along. I can't even play cribbage very good. I can't...
Isn't that odd? And yet you run one of the biggest farms, if not the big... Is it the biggest or one of the biggest in Massachusetts?
We like to think it's the biggest. We're told it's one of them.
One of the biggest, yep. Yes, sir. Well, you do raise a lot of radishes, and you have no
radishes,
idea...
Radishes, parsley, escarole, couple beets. Of endives. Ever have an endive?
No. We've been reading about them now for several weeks. I've never had one. I thought perhaps it was something you did in a swimming pool.
Well, it is. Something like that. It's sort of watercress-looking stuff.
Well, that's enough for farming.
Throw the end of it right in the water.
We'll
have an endive.
We'll have some music. We'll have some music on the Farm and Garden program,
How
sir.
How about that?
And then we'll be back with the Boston Live Poultry Market News.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Wide Awake Music for Early Birds on the Farm and Garden program this morning here on Radio Boston, WCOP.
That's the end of our show.
Well, no, not quite. We have two more records to go yet.
That's
one of them.
A long one, wasn't it?
One of them is going to be. It was, as a matter of fact.
Must have gone 6 minutes easy.
I didn't introduce you this morning. I suppose I should, seeing as you've been in and out of the show all morning long. That's Bernard Hoskin, the owner of the famous, world-renowned Bernard Hoskin Carrot Farm.
And Endive,
a 5,000-acre farm located in downtown Somerville, and certainly one of the most...
Davis Square,
to be exact.
Right off Davis Square.
That's where the house is. Yeah. One of the most productive carrot farms, I think, the world has ever known.
Thanks so much.
You control about two-thirds, is it?
We built one of them. See, what it used to was a parking lot by the Metropolitan District Commission. Used to have a big parking lot in one of them big skyscrapers with a place for cars. And we just filled it in full of dirt and grew things.
Grew carrots.
Yep.
In two-thirds of the world's export, I believe, or import, or however those things work.
We have them trolley cars just plumb full of carrots on the way down to Haymarket.
That, by the way, is an interesting sidelight that not too many people know about. The old trolleys that used to run with a wire...
I got them.
...have now been converted into carrot carriers by the Hoskin people, and they're doing quite well. It sounds comical, but it's quite a thing.
Carrot trolleys.
Who'd ever thought that funk that you'd have such a thing? Would you introduce this next record, please, Mr. Hoskin?
Easter Parade, you mean, by the Ray Charles
Singers? Ah, that's one of my favorites. Be long now, Bernard, before we're hopping into our Easter finery and stepping out on Easter Sunday.
I'm selling endives frozen, and women can attach them to their hats. put them on their bonnets for the day. You see, they'll hold up, and they won't melt till about 2 o'clock, we figure.
Is that 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
I understand that Eli Whitney is having a celebration today. He invented the cotton gin.
That's right, on this day back in 1794.
He's the fellow who went down to Georgia, and he says such a machine would be a great thing for the country.
That's right. He was the first man to make good, straight gin from cotton. King Cotton, they call it.
Was?
King Cotton? I don't know. But anyway, Bernard Hoskin, will you take over for just a minute while I sneak over here and get this right?
I'd like to mention that on this day, friends, back in 1945, the American flag was formally raised in Iwo Jima. Let's see, Reginald Marsh is 60 years old today. He's an outstanding... Well, he's an artist.
Reginald Marsh actually is one of the biggest farm owners in the country. You've probably heard of marshland.
That's true.
It's all over. Well, what could I tell you?
Well, I understand that some fish trawlers or something came in.
That's right. We had 9 vessels arrived at the Boston Fish Pier today.
You know those things take a whale of a beating up north in the wintertime? They sure do come back all covered with ice, snow.
They come back loaded with fish, too, apparently. We have 9.
No wonder they're heavy in the water.
Well, here's Frank Sinatra with The Stars Fell on Alabama.
Our little drama, we kissed in a field of white, and the stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour, your eyes held a tender light, while stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night. Our drama, we kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour, your eyes held a tender light, and stars fractured Bama last night. In my imagination, a situation so heavenly, a fairyland where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me. My heart beat just like a hammer, arms wound around you tight, while stars fell on Alabama last night.
I declare, Bernard, I don't know where the time has gone.
Not too much time left.
No, but a minute maybe at the most.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun this morning. We've had some information on the Farm and Garden program.
Hope it's a nice day for everybody.
It's a daily event on Radio Boston WCOP, 15 minutes before the Tom Evans Show.
He's right, friends.
And Bernard, from time to time, drops in, which
I understand 10 vessels arrived up in Gloucester.
Now that you mentioned
that, 9 in Boston.
Before we go, we best mention that 10 vessels did arrive at the Gloucester Fish Pier with 230,000 pounds of mixed ground fish.
3 of them couldn't make it.
This here, Ocean Perk. Is that perk or perch? It should be perch.
That means perch.
Ocean Perch sold
Perky Perch for four to five.
Perky
Perch. Some of the tough ones to get.
I'll bet so. Well, we've had a lot of fun this morning, and we're going to say
right
so long.
Through the nets is what they do.
Bernard Hoskin has been our special guest. He'll be back. Bernard of the Hoskin Carrot Farm. Anytime you're out Davis Square Way in Somerville.
Stop in. Say hi. I'd like to have you.
All right, Bernard. Any final parting words before we march out?
No, I think it's about time you woke up the drum major, though. Things going.
Are you ready to go, Bernard?
Left foot forward.
All right, attention.
Yep.
Clear.
There it is.